All right, today's about to be awesome. I love doing these solo episodes because all this is just me just kind of like talking like what's going on in my life, like what's really prevalent or kind of like what I'm dealing with at the moment. And I got about a month until I graduate college, and I was in the library yesterday, and my professor was like helping me on my project, and he was asking me questions like what I'm going to do like after I graduate. And as he could probably tell from the work from my final project, he's like, are you going to get into construction? I'm like, no, I'm not going to get into construction. And he was just like, why not? He's like, there's a lot of money to be made in this. And I was like, yeah. I was like, true, I agree with that. I was like, that's kind of why I got into this thing, was for the money. I was like, because I knew this could be very profitable, like a very profitable career. And he started asking me, he was like, so what are your plans after graduation? And I still like struggle with this question because I don't have like a great answer, because I don't just tell random people, I'm like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. I want to be a podcaster. I don't say that right now. I told him, I was like, I have a sales job. I was like, I really enjoy what I do right now. It's like, but really, I'm really just trying to figure it out. And the conversation actually turned out to be like awesome. So he's like an old dude. He's like 60 something and he's from Lebanon. And he told me, he was like, do you have any plans to like travel after graduation? And then I told him, I was like, actually this summer I went to Europe with like four buddies for the whole month of June. And I was like, that was kind of like my graduation gift. And I was like, it was awesome. I love traveling the world, seeing different cultures, like experiencing new things. And me and him, he just like lit up because he loves to travel too. And we talked for like 45 minutes about like all the cool places we've been and all the cool things we've experienced. And that's when he was telling me, he was like, dude, he's like, after graduation, he's like, take more time off. He's like, while you're young right now and you can do all this stuff, he's like, do it. He's like, because once you start working, he's like, take my advice. He's like, once you start working, he's like, it's a rat race. It's just never ending. He's like, because once you start and you start this career, he's like, it's hard to get out. And he said, especially when you first start work, like when you first start in your career, he's like, you don't have much free time. He's like, it's almost impossible to get a month and a half off to go travel and do what you want to do. He's like, yeah, you got the weekends. He's like, but if you want to get ahead, like, you know, you're working half of those weekends you got. And it was cool. He ended the conversation. He was like, if you can learn anything from me, like in this class, let it be this. He was like, life is not meant to be worked away. It's like, life is meant to have fun. He's like, now value hard work, but don't waste your whole life just working away. Like, don't jump in this rat race and just keep working and working and working and forget to have fun. Because he was 60 something years old. And he told me, he was like, now I've had a good life. He's like, but I've worked a lot. He's like, and I've worked really hard. He's like, not to say that I don't love my life and I'm very grateful for everything. He's like, but there's stuff that I can't do now at this age that I wish I would have done at your age. He's like, so just don't forget that. And later that day, I met up with like three buddies that's been helping me out on this final project. And we were all talking about like what our plans were after graduation. They all three just like got job offers in the construction world. And they're all like really excited because they're good jobs. And they were talking about like what they're going to be making. And they're all going to be making close to like 100,000 like to start off with. And they're all like pretty excited. But one of my friends, it was like the other two left, and it was just me and him in there. And he likes to travel a lot too. Me and him have like similar interests. And he traveled Europe too this summer. And he was like, dude, he's like, I'm kind of scared. I was like, what? He's like, I feel like I'm falling in the rat race. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, bro, you got a good job. Like, you're excited. Like, I just heard you talk like 20 minutes ago. He's like, yeah. He's like, but this is not really what I want to do. He's like, I just went to school for this. And he was like, I don't really know what else to do. He's like, it just makes sense for me to get this job. He's like, I'm pretty good at it. He's like, but I don't love this thing. He's like, but I don't know what the hell I want to do. He's like, I don't know. He's like, all I know is I want to travel and experience new things. But there's like, he's like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I can't do that. And we just kind of kept talking. He's like, dude, I'm just kind of scared. I'm going to fall into this rat race. And I'm afraid I'm going to look up in like 20 years and be like, what the hell? Like, what did I do? And I was like, dude, I was like, I don't really have an answer for that. I was like, at least you recognize like kind of what you don't want to do and what you do want to do. He's like, I know. He's like, I just feel like I'm slowly slipping into this rat race though. And on the way home from the library that night, I remember sitting in the truck, just like thinking to myself, I'm like, damn, like I don't want to look up in 30 years and be like, where the hell did my life go? Like, I haven't experienced the things I want to do. Cause like right now at this age, like today, like I have so many like big plans and big dreams and stuff that I want to do like in my head. Like I tell my buddy Zion all the time, like people ask me, what do I want to do? I'm like, I want to do cool things with cool people. Like that's what I want to do. And I don't want to look up in 30 years and all this time fly by and me not do the things that I want to do now. And I love just one podcast I love listening to is the Nick Bear podcast. And I listened to it on the way home last night. And he was talking about like what he's learned over the past decade plus of running his company of BPN. And he said, like, the first thing is like, I value hard work. He's like, that's how I've built my company. That's how I built my brand. That's how I've built my lifestyle, is like hard work. He's like, but the second thing is life is meant to be fun. And he kind of just talked about like hard work in his life. And he's like, I have fun when I work hard. He's like, but over the past like decade of reflection over my hard work, he's like, there was a lot of those years I spent just like working really hard, but it not being impactful. And he talked about like how he wants to make his work today like meaningful, like the stuff he does, he wants a big output for the input that he puts in. He wants it to be like intentional and it to be like very effective when he does work. He doesn't just want to work so hard like all the time and, you know, not really have much to show for it, but him like feel good about himself because he worked hard. You know, like he sacrificed a lot of other things because, quote unquote, he worked hard, like he was locked in, like he was disciplined. And he said if he could go back and change some things, he would go back and not like not work as hard as he did, but enjoy it a little bit more. And that's when he talked about the importance of play and like having fun in life. And he kind of reflected on his past experience of growing this business over the past decade. And he was like, I kind of just took life too serious sometimes. And then he talked about, he's like, hard work is necessary. He's like, hard work is the reason I'm in the position I am today. But he said, but the stress he put himself under and all the pressure he put on himself was not necessary to be in the position he's at today. And he said he just wishes he would have gone back and enjoyed that time more and had a little bit more fun. And that's kind of what stuck with me the most, is like, because I have a lot of big plans. Like, I have a lot of big plans and I put stress on myself because I want to, like, I want to reach those goals. I want to succeed. But at the same time, like, I want to have fun because I know when I'm older, I'm going to look back at this point now. Like, I'm going to look back at today and be like, damn, like, you were so lucky. Like, you were so young. Like, you could do a lot of things, but you didn't. You know, you spent 6 hours out of the day, you know, working on the podcast, like working on how to improve it. You spent 4 hours out of that day, you know, working on school and like work stuff instead of just like going out and like going on a hike with my mom or just like going on the boat or just like doing something fun with friends. Like, I'm going to look back at these days. And it's like, what's really going to matter? Yes, I need to have hard work in order to grow this brand and grow and do the things I want to do. But like, I could be more intentional of that instead of spending 5 hours down here, you know, just working away and just banging my head against this computer trying to figure it out. Because I do that. Like, when I don't figure it out, like, I'll just throw an insane amount of time at something. And it's just so slow. And it's just like nothing clicks. But like, what helps me is like sometimes just going out and getting active, coming back, and like looking at a problem a different way after some hours of being outside or hours of doing something, get my mind off of this. And it's like, oh, wow, like the answer was actually very simple. Just do this. But I don't want to get older one day and look back at my life and be like, dude, you spent so much time just working hard, but not getting a whole lot done. I don't ever want to look back on my life and be like, damn, I wish I'd experienced more. I wish I'd have done more. I wish I'd have had more fun. Like, yes, I understand that I have to sacrifice some stuff in my life, you know, in order to be able to get where I want to go. Like, I understand that. But I think the most important thing in life is the relationships, is the experiences. And I don't want to sacrifice that for a job or for money or for status. Like, I just know, like, even the mentors in my life, they're like, I don't look back and be like, damn, remember when I got this paycheck? No, you're going to look back and be like, man, remember when we hiked this mountain? Remember when we went whitewater rafting? Like, you remember the experiences with the people that you love. He's like, this is me talking about my mentor, what he told me. He's like, that's what you remember in life. He's like, it's not all the money you make. He's like, if you find something that you love and find something that you're genuinely curious about, he's like, just take a chance on it while you're young. He's like, because once you get older, he's like, the harsh truth is it gets harder, you know, to like have that flexibility to be able to go and like explore these new like career paths or explore these new journeys. He's like, while you're young right now, he's like, if you have a curiosity and you have a desire, like, I think I'm interested in this, just pursue it and things will just work out for you. And that's really what I'm trying to do with this podcast right now. Is like, I want to grow this thing because I kind of created a lifestyle in my head of what I want, and this can allow me to do that. And that's why, like, when people ask me like, what I want to do in my life, I mean, this is what I want to do. I want to do cool things with cool people. And it's like, at the same time, like, I want to work really hard, you know, to grow this brand so I can be able to do all that. But like, at the same time, like, what do I want the most out of my life? I want this lifestyle that I want. I want to do cool things with cool people. And I want to be able to do things when I want to do it with the people who I want to do it with. Like, that's the freedom that I want. I don't want to be held hostage by some high-paying salary. Like, I want freedom in my life. I want to be able to do things when I want to do it with the people with who I want to do it with. I don't want to be, you know, held hostage by some salary. Like, no, you can't go do that. You have to come here and work these certain hours for this paycheck. Like, that's because I just know like when I'm older, I'm going to look back when life is basically like run its course and I don't have much time left. Like the main things I'm going to be proud of and the main thing that's going to make me happy and fulfilled is the experiences I had with the people that I love. It's not going to be some check that I get. And I understand like hard work is necessary for me to achieve this lifestyle. Like it's, that's the one requirement is hard work and intentional work. But like he said, like there's just because you work really hard and I fault, like this is me talking to myself. Like sometimes I just work really hard or I feel like I'm working really hard, but really I'm just spending a lot of hours and a lot of time, you know, banging my head against the wall, trying to do the same thing to solve a problem that's not, it's obviously what I'm doing is not working. So just because I'm spending a lot of time and a lot of effort and like I'm quote unquote working hard doesn't mean that that's the most effective work. Like I could do things smarter instead of just throwing an absurd amount of time and effort at this problem that I'm facing. And that's what really kind of like stuck out to me is like, don't just get so caught up on, okay, you got to work hard like to achieve this dream. Like you got to throw a certain amount of time and effort. Yes, that's probably a requirement, but like have fun during the process. Like take time out of the day just to look around and be like, damn, like I'm really doing it. Like this is fun. Like I'm finding purpose in the process. Like I remember doing that at football. Like I would look around at practice, not many days, but some days, and look around and be like, damn, like I'm really living out my childhood dream. Cause like now it's over now and I'll never be on a football field again. And like, I'm glad that I did that. Like I remember me being at practice, looking around, I'm like, damn, like I'm really doing that. And like when I'm older in a couple of years from now, like I need to be able to look around right now today and be like, damn, like I'm really doing this. Like, I don't know. Like, I just want to be more present and more like in tune with the relationships that I have right now, because I know like the only thing constant in my life is change and just like people come and go. And I just want, you know, the people to know like when I'm here now, like present, like I want to know that, like I want them to know that like I care about them, that I'm present in this conversation. And that's why all these little conversations that I have, even with like just people that I meet, like people that I know are temporary in my life, like some of these classmates that I have or people that I meet like on campus, like I'll probably never see them again. And, but like, I want to be so present in that conversation, like just to let them know that like, hey, like I care about them, you know? I don't even know if that was on topic of what I was trying to say, but the main thing like for me is I have big goals. Like there's a lot of things that I want to do in my life, like cool people, cool things. That's what I want to do. Like I have a lot of big goals for myself. And with those big goals comes pressure. Like I put pressure on myself to, you know, to move the needle every day, to like get better and like, you know, better myself so I can, like when that opportunity does come, like I'll be ready. Yes, I understand that it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of work, but like at the same time, like when I'm older, like if I really believe in myself, and like I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, like I did this a couple of weeks ago, I talked to myself, like I acted like my 80-year-old self came back from the future and talked to me now, like what would he say? And like what I think my older self would say to me is like, dude, like it's going to work out. Like all those dreams that you have, like all those big visions that you have, like it's going to work out. Like stop stressing about it. All the stress that you're putting on yourself, it's just, there's no reason to put all this stress on yourself right now. Like you're going to figure it out. And if I believe that, which I do, then why not just enjoy the moment? Like yes, still work hard and yes, work towards reaching that goal and solving that problem, but enjoy that process a little bit more than you would if you, like if I knew it's going to work out, like if I know that I'm going to solve this problem and overcome this obstacle, like I might as well just enjoy the process of overcoming it and like try to pick out like what I can learn by overcoming these obstacles. And that's the main thing that I'm trying to work on now, is kind of being more present and really enjoying the process, because I keep saying it and I keep saying it to myself, but I really think this process is going to be the best part of the whole journey. Like when I am 80 years old and I look back, I think that being 23, 24, like trying to figure out, you know, just how I can record on GarageBand and it not stop recording in the middle of the podcast. Like just trying to figure out little stuff like that. Like that's fun. Like I'm going to look back and be like, damn, like those were the good old days. And it's like, I wish that when I'm older, I wish I would have known then, like, damn, those were the good old days. Like I'm in the good days, like right now. So that's kind of like my main thing in life right now, is trying to enjoy this process, trying to enjoy this time of uncertainty and everything that I got going on right now. Cause I feel like I have a lot on my plate, but like enjoy it. Like I'm blessed to have a lot of stuff going on in my life. Like I'm blessed to be busy. I'm blessed to wake up, you know, and have stuff to do. Cause like a lot of those days when I wake up and I don't have a lot of things to do, that's when I get most like stressed out. I'm like, I feel like I should be doing something. And I want to get better at really enjoying the moment. I want to get better at going outside and sitting on the back deck and just like looking at the trees, like just enjoying the weather, like watching squirrels and birds, like just trying to be present and really enjoy the process. Cause like, you really don't know how many days you have left. Like you just don't. So that's really what this message, these solo podcasts is basically just me talking to me is what this is. And like me telling me now is, dude, like it's going to be all right. Like all these stuff that you've got going on, like it's going to work out. It's always worked out. Dude, like it's always worked out. And I believe the more good you put out in the world, like the more you want to help people, I feel like I believe in karma. And I feel like that stuff will come back. Like the more good you put out, good will come into your life. Like I feel like the more you give, like you'll receive something. Like people will notice like, damn, like this kid's in it, you know, not for monetary or like status gain. Like this kid actually wants to help people. And someone that can, like if I just keep helping people, maybe someone like in a position that can help me will want to help me, not to want something back either, but just because he notices like, damn, like that kid wants to help a lot of people like I'm helping people. So I'm gonna help this kid. That's kind of like what I want to do right now. It's just literally just like not ask, because I've had some like people hit me up on like Instagram and stuff. And a lot of like brands hit me up and like, hey, like here's this code. Like if you post this, like you get this amount of like this certain amount of money, and like here's a lot of free product. I'm like, oh, like thank you so much for like reaching out to me. Like this is awesome. But like I'm not in it for that. Like I don't want to like, because I hate people that are like, here, buy this. Like you should trust me. Like, no, that's not why I'm in it. I'm just trying to share people's stories and what's going on in my head, just to let people know like you're not alone in this thing. Like you're not alone in this thing. And just like right now, me talking to me is just be more present. Like enjoy the little conversations with the people you know you probably won't talk. Like there's these three kids in my class. Like I got 3 more weeks with them, maybe. And I'll probably never see them again, but like might as well enjoy the time that I'm with them. So with that, I really appreciate y'all listening to me. I love and appreciate each one of you, and I'll see y'all next week.